Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today is Monday, the 12th of June, moving right into the summer, man. It's almost July and August, the dog days of summer. Can you believe it? It was like New Year's and Christmas yesterday. It was certainly Easter yesterday, and it was certainly Memorial Day yesterday. And it seems like, and it's June 12th already. Unbelievable. Another day gone by and another indictment against Trump. There'll be many more to come, so get used to it. Harden yourself against it. It's a joke. It's an absolute travesty. The American people know it's a travesty. The latest polls are out. Trump widens his lead again. Now has over 60% support. This is not some poll that is done by a Trump favorable pollster. This is CBS News. We all know they hate Trump. Trump is up by 38 points over Ron DeSantis, 61 to 23. Tim Scott's at 4. Nikki Haley's at 3. Ramaswamy is at 1. And I love Ramaswamy. I think Vivek Ramaswamy is a great candidate with a very tough name that Midwest and Southern voters probably cannot swallow. But he's a brilliant, brilliant guy. It could be the future of the Republican Party. But he's at 1%. Asa Hutchinson's at 1%. Burgum is the governor of North Dakota. He's at 1%. I don't know how. He should be at 0. Larry Elder's at 1%. I laughed the minute he announced he was running. Larry Elder couldn't even win the governor. My pet peeve in life, and I go through this in Nevada all the time, people run for state senate in Nevada. They lose badly. Then they come back and run for Congress. They run for Congress. They lose badly. They run for U.S. Senate. And, you know, Larry Elder lost for governor of California. He comes back and runs for president. No wonder he's at 1%. Chris Christie is at 1%. I'm surprised he's not at 0. So it's all Trump. Trump has solidified his lead. I keep telling everybody, my gut instincts are really rarely ever wrong. I'm batting close to 1,000 for 8 years on TV and radio, and 10 years before that as the biggest guest on TV and radio. And everything I say comes true. And I'm telling you, I said from the moment Trump was indicted in New York, that's it. He's clinched it. He will win the nomination, and he's probably clinched the election as well over Joe Biden, except for the fact I believe it's all rigged and there's no way to win, even if you win. But Trump is certainly the one now. DeSantis is moving backwards fast. Trump soaring up 38 points on Ron DeSantis, and most Republicans view the indictment as a political hit job. Here's my latest commentary. I got up at 5 in the morning and wrote it today. The headline is Trump winning again. Trump's poll number is exploding up. Here's what clueless Democrats, D.C. swamp and deep state will never understand. I told you so. I've spent 2.5 years now reporting Democrats get away with murder while Republicans face life in prison for jaywalking. I spent last week on my TV and radio shows and in my syndicated newspaper column reporting that Trump would go up in the polls after his latest criminal indictment, this one by the federal government. I was right on both counts. Trump is up in the polls. And he faces life in prison for an offense that no one understands, no one cares about. Everyone knows a bunch of bogus BS and legal mumbo-jumbo. The latest CBS poll, after the latest indictment, puts Trump up over 60% in approval, up by almost 40 points over his nearest rival in the GOP, Ron DeSantis. Trump is running away with the lead, running away with the race. And I'm betting his lead in the general election over Biden will go up as well. Yes, I'm telling you that Trump goes up each time he's indicted. You know why he keeps going up? because the American people aren't blind, deaf, and completely dumb. Because we may have been born yesterday, but we weren't born in the past 15 minutes. Let me explain why the American people will never accept any of these charges against President Trump, whether technically it's a crime and he's convicted or not. So I'm not even arguing here that it's not a crime. I think it isn't a crime, but I'm not even going to make that argument here. I'm telling you, I'm proceeding as if it is a crime, and Trump will be convicted, and still the American people will not care. I'm a street-smart, common-sense SOB, son of a butcher, and I'll always think like my blue-collar father, the butcher. Common-sense, average Americans know BS when they see it. This entire case is BS. The media could put all the legal experts they want on TV to explain what a terrible and serious crime Trump has committed, but the average American voter will never care. They will grow angrier and angrier at our own government because this doesn't pass the smell test. A, it doesn't affect any of us. Trump didn't hurt one American by mishandling a bunch of papers. How does that hurt me? How does it affect my life? It doesn't. B, Trump himself didn't benefit. He didn't sell the papers. He didn't show them to any foreign enemies. They were left in boxes in his basement and bathroom shower, according to the fake news media. So who cares? See, everyone does it. Obama has millions of pages of classified documents in his Obama presidential library that he never returned. We've all seen the classified docs on the floor of Biden's garage. Even Pence had classified docs. I'll bet every single U.S. senator has classified docs. This is a ridiculous waste of time. Everyone could see that the new Democrat motto is, if you can't beat them, jail them. And finally, E, President Biden has committed treason. He sold out the American people. He sold us down the river. He made tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions at our expense. Who cares about a bunch of papers in a box at Trump's home? No one. The best and simplest way to explain how average Americans see this is your neighbor on the right committed murder, yet no one's arrested him. Your neighbor on the left is a pedophile, yet no one's arrested him. Your neighbor across the street has committed a $100 million fraud, a Ponzi scheme, yet no one has arrested him. But you drove 66 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone, and a heavily armed FBI SWAT team has just invaded your home to take you away in handcuffs and leg irons to a maximum security prison for murderers and rapists. Make sense to you? Does this make sense to anyone, anywhere? Anyone with common sense can see this is what just happened. The American people can see the difference between what's legal, quote-unquote, and what matters. This doesn't matter to anyone except insane, obsessed Democrats with Trump derangement syndrome. It's tantamount to speeding 66 in a 65 zone. It's like jaywalking. It's like betting $100 on an NFL football game before most states legalized it. These aren't crimes, so please stop putting legal experts on TV to tell us how this is a crime. If it's a crime, it's a meaningless crime, it's a victimless crime, it's a load of horse manure, and we don't care. But the opponents of Trump have no clue what butchers, bakers, or candlestick makers out there in the real world think. All of these ridiculous bogus hyped up by the media indictments will push more and more average working Joes and Janes into Trump's camp. Because common sense tells them, if this man Trump is so hated by the whole government and the whole D.C. swamp and the whole deep state, and the whole political class, and the whole establishment, and the whole legal system, and the whole DOJ and FBI, and the whole mainstream media, if he's such a threat to these people who rule our lives, if they're desperate enough to turn jaywalking, or 66 in a 65 zone, into a crime to end all crimes, and try to put Trump in prison for life, Trump must be doing something right. He must really have the goods on these creeps. He must be the guy wearing the white hat, you know, like John Wayne. He must be on our side. And their final common sense conclusion will be, we all need to make this Trump guy president again in 2024 to see what all these terrible, evil, power-hungry, control-freak psychopaths are so afraid of. Break out the popcorn. This is going to be fun. So there's my commentary, and again, I'm on record at saying this, and I'm going to try and write it for my next column, either next week or the week after, maybe as soon as tomorrow, because I'm leaving tonight for Silicon Valley. I've got a big event in Silicon Valley. I'm giving a speech tomorrow to a Silicon Valley group of conservatives and Republicans. I don't know if they've ever heard a speech like mine. I don't know if they've ever heard a presentation like mine. I don't know if they've ever heard angles and opinions like mine. But, boy, I'm going to give it to them with both barrels. They're going to find out what I think tomorrow in Silicon Valley. It's going to be quite an event. I promise you that. And
you know, when I'm on the airplane or when I'm alone in the hotel room in the morning tomorrow, I may write this column. And the column is, Trump made only one really bad mistake as president. One. And the worst, you know, he made little ones, but the worst one, the big one, was that he was too nice. You know, the media paints him as nasty, mean, evil, Hitler. He was way too nice. No more Mr. Nice Guy. That'll be the title. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Fire everyone in government and put everyone in jail. Because they're all criminals and they're all traitors. And they're all just waiting to put you in jail for the rest of your life. And after you, they're going to put all of us in jail. They're waiting to destroy us with the new 87,000 IRS agents. You got to put all these people in jail right away. You got to get elected, which means you got to deal with rigged and stolen elections between now and election day. And we've got to ballot harvest just like Democrats, and we've got to ballot Dropbox like Democrats, and we've got to use mail-in ballots like Democrats, and we got to vote for 3 weeks like Democrats. We've got to do all of that. But you got to deal with all this theft going on and all this voter fraud and all these dead people voting and all these illegal aliens voting. And if you can't deal with that, then you better out-ballot harvest them. That's all I got to say. But once you're in, if you're in, if you can beat the rig, you have got to fire everyone and put everyone in jail. They're all criminals. See, you thought, President Trump, you would have to be nice. You could not put all these people in jail. Obama in jail. Hillary in jail. John Kerry in jail. Eric Holder in jail. That lady was the Attorney General after Holder. I can't remember her name. She was on the tarmac with Bill Clinton talking about the Hillary Clinton case. The next day, the FBI basically exonerated her. She also should go to prison. Everybody should go to prison. All the agency heads. But you thought if you did that, it would divide the nation. It would be horrible for America. But now you see, they're Nazis, and they're going to do it. And they're going to put us all in jail. There's only one way to treat Nazis and Soviet communist KGB scumbags. And that's to put them in jail. So they learn a lesson. Get rid of them. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. Our government is littered with communist traitors. No more Mr. Nice Guy, President Trump. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government's solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard Barn right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne, I'll root the root, the root, the root's on fire. Remember, tomorrow I'll be away. I grab a flight tonight to San Jose. I'm going to be in Silicon Valley and Mountain View, to be in particular, for a big event in Silicon Valley. If you live in the Bay Area, you should check out the event. Actually, let me give you the information where you can register if you happen to live in the Bay Valley, in the Bay Area or the Silicon Valley area. You go to liberty-forum.us, liberty-forum.us, and then you register right there for the event in Mountain View tomorrow, June 13th, which is Tuesday, June 13th. And it's a great club. Their most recent speakers, Candace Owens, Michelle Malkin, James O'Keefe, Dinesh D'Souza, Tom Fitton, great guests, great speakers, I should say. And my speech is tomorrow at 6:15 at this club, the Liberty Forum of Silicon Valley. The Liberty Forum of Silicon Valley. Again, liberty.forum.us. I'll be there tomorrow, so Lee Elsie will be filling in. I know it's a big day tomorrow. You know, I planned this 6 months ago. I didn't know that Trump would be indicted last week and arraigned tomorrow, Tuesday, June 13th. You know, I think this is probably what the federal government does. They plan it around Wayne Root being gone. I think that's exactly why they picked tomorrow for Trump's arraignment. Nah, even I'm just kidding on that one. Generally, I think they listen to everything I say and do, and they're looking for ways to destroy my life. But not that one. They don't go that far. I'm just kidding. But it just so worked out that that was the day I've got my speech. It's a big day, and I won't be around, but Lee Elsie will be here to take you through the whole Trump arraignment and what's going on. Lee Elsie is fantastic. He's perfect for that day, by the way. Perfect, calm guy, unlike me, who'd blow his casket and lose his mind over what they're doing to Trump tomorrow. I think it's better. I'm probably not on the air. We'll let Lee handle it. Maybe I'll call in during the show. We'll see. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that just might end in a catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who pays for the bailouts? You. So you're going to lose your money and you're going to pay for the bailouts. Worst of all, government's solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, how you spend your money, in other words, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis, the fall of the dollar, and rising inflation. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war or Wayne Allyn Root. Get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Just say war to get up to $15,000 in free silver. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. So remember, I ended the last segment by saying I'm going to write this story that I've had it on my drawing board for months. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Trump was way too nice. Biggest mistake of his presidency. Way too nice. He should have fired everyone, and he should have indicted everyone that needs to be indicted and put him in prison. And that would have taught him a lesson. Get rid of the Hillarys. Get rid of the John Kerrys. Get rid of the Joe Bidens. Get rid of the Barack Obamas. And James, what's his name? Eric Holder, the Attorney General, who was in contempt of Congress. Oh, Loretta Lynch. That name just popped in my head. The other Attorney General was Loretta Lynch. Get rid of her. She met on the tarmac with Bill Clinton, and then she made sure she made a phone call to the FBI and made sure that Hillary was exonerated for the same crime as Trump, basically. She destroyed 30,000 emails. Trump mishandled classified documents. She also, in those emails, had classified documents. The whole thing is insane. It's insane. But anyway, Trump's listening. Because Trump now said, as of an hour ago, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the Biden crime family. He will appoint a special prosecutor to go after the Biden crime family. This is why they want to put him in jail so badly. Here's his post to Truth Social. Now that the seal is broken, in addition to closing the border and removing all the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the USA, Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family, and all others involved with the destruction of our elections, borders, and country itself. You listen, Joe Biden, it's a small nothing. You know, when we catch a criminal, you know what cops say? All my buddies are policemen. You know what my policeman buddies say? When they catch a criminal in the act of committing any crime, I don't care if it's murder, rape, robbery, shoplifting, it means they've done it 100 times before. This is the only time they've been caught. So when you catch Biden, collecting $5 million and his son $5 million, a total of $10 million from Burisma in Ukraine to stop a special prosecutor investigation into Burisma where his son sat on the board and made $1 million a year, that means Biden's done it 100 times. $10 million is a drop in the bucket. Biden has stolen maybe billions, certainly hundreds of millions. Go after the Biden crime family, Clinton crime family, and Obama crime family.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling his indictment related to the handling of classified documents a witch hunt.
They've weaponized the Justice Department, absolutely weaponized it, in order to try and win an election where he's way behind.
He made the comments today during an interview on Radio Libre 790 in Miami. It's where he's scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow on those federal charges. Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Beijing next week amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Russia. In a news conference today, Blinken confirmed that China has been operating an intelligence collection facility in Cuba for several years. Human remains have reportedly been found in the wreckage of a highway collapse in Philadelphia. 6 ABC News reports the remains were discovered today, but the identity of the person is still unknown. The collapse happened after a tanker truck fire early Sunday morning underneath Interstate 95. John Schaefer, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
We'll be right back.
Root. The Root, The Root, The Root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Could only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Clay Clark and General Mike Flynn are coming to Vegas at my urging. I'd fought with them for a year to bring their Reawaken America tour event to Las Vegas, and they've finally done it. It's coming up in August. They're going to have about 10,000 people at the event, and they're giving tickets out at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR. And you can name your price for your tickets. You just heard me. It's not some sort of hype. It's not some sort of a sales pitch. Name your price. Whatever you can afford, they will accept at timetofreeamerica.com. If you use the promo code WAR, General Mike Flynn will be speaking. Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Cash Patel, the great Alex Jones, and the one and only Wayne Allyn, as well as Mike Lindell. I'll be on main stage, prime time, both nights, both Friday and Saturday. This is August 25 and 26. Get your tickets now. Timetofreeamerica.com. Promo code WAR. Name your price. All right. We've got our guest here, Liz Peek. She is an economic expert, a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com. And we've had her on many times, and we enjoy her having her on, her insights each time. Liz Peek, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show. How are you?
I'm delighted to join you. Thanks very much for having me.
All right, so you've got a column out, The Indictment of Trump Hurts America in Three Ways. Let's talk about it. I've got a column out as we speak right now as well. And mine just talks about the fact that I'm not a highfalutin guy. I'm a son of a butcher. And I think like blue-collar butchers. And I know what my dad would say, and I know what middle America's thinking. This is nothing. Even if it is a crime, I'm not even denying it's a crime. Mishandling of documents by a president. Let's say it's a crime, Liz. The average person doesn't see how it affects their life. They don't care. They see it as political. It's interference in an election. But more importantly, they just don't care about it. This is a big nothing burger. Even if you convict Trump, even if you want to send him to jail for life, they see it as a speeding ticket or jaywalking being turned into life in prison, and they don't like it. And you're driving more and more people into Donald Trump's arms. I want to get your reaction to my thoughts.
Well, actually, I think that's true. There was a big CBS poll that came out, I guess, yesterday, last night, maybe, showing that people are basically split on whether this is political or not. But the reality is it has done nothing to dim Trump's chances of being the GOP nominee. In fact, it probably has enhanced those chances. And I don't think it really has moved the needle in terms of how people view him. I mean, you know, to the left, he's the devil incarnate. So this is just one more indication that that's true. To the right, it's like, okay, he's been under attack ever since he came down the escalator. They've thrown absolutely everything at him. And this, I think this is a particularly risky and outrageous thing that Joe Biden has orchestrated here because, first of all, we know a bunch of other people have had problems, including Joe Biden himself. With classified documents, obviously Hillary Clinton is sort of the go-to example of someone who really abused the process, destroyed evidence, refused to comply with a subpoena, and got away with a slap on the wrist. So it's pretty darn hard to figure out why Donald Trump should be any different than that. And in terms of Joe Biden, you know, the fact that Merrick Garland basically didn't tell anybody about the discovery of all these documents in the hands of Joe Biden, which were discovered 6 days before the midterm elections. I mean, that just smells to high heaven. So, you know, I think people are offended by that. Obviously, also the fact that it dropped on the same day that congressional Republicans and Democrats got a chance to look at a very credible whistleblower allegation that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from the head of Burisma in return for a specific policy, which was getting rid of Ukraine's prosecutor. You know, again, it's sort of like, okay, don't pay any attention to all the things that are coming out about Joe Biden. Let's focus on Trump. And boy, are they successful. I mean, look at us. We're talking about Trump, not this allegation of bribery, which, by the way, it's pretty awful. And
Liz,
sort of the focus of everybody right now.
And Liz, we're also not talking about a horrible economy, horrible crime wave in big cities,
sure,
horrible shoplifting in big cities, horrible open border, horrible Ukraine war, money wasted in Ukraine. I don't know, I'm just trying to come up with a list off the top of my head. And how about inflation? You know, massive grocery bills, massive. I don't know about you in New York, but I know where I live in Las Vegas, and I'm sure everywhere else. My gas is very expensive. It's back up to around $5 a gallon. And I know my electric bill has doubled and tripled from 2 or 3 years ago, and everything I buy at the store is double or triple. Everything is dramatically up, and whether it's peaked or not doesn't matter. Inflation is staying where it was for long periods of time, and people in the middle class, in my opinion, can't afford it. So we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about this, and that's why they do it. That's the reason.
Well, and look, I mean, just sort of cast a bigger net here. The bigger picture is Joe Biden doesn't want to run on his record. He wants to run on Trump's record and Trump's misdeeds and January 6th and all the things that he thinks Americans are very perturbed about. To your point, I mean, right now, interestingly, the polls show Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden. So I think this was sort of a desperate move by a president whose approval ratings are in the gutter, can't really lift himself out of that. He doesn't, frankly, have the vigor or maybe also the intelligence to kind of craft a policy agenda here that would appeal to more voters. So right now he's obviously lagging. He doesn't have many arrows in his quiver because his White House is full of climate zealots and they don't really know how to stimulate the economy. You're right. There's a whole lot of things that you can attack Joe Biden on, and we're not because we're all focused on Donald Trump and whether his documents were in a bathroom or not. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I think Americans should be offended by this, no matter what their political stripe. This is a sitting president indicting, allowing, or encouraging his Department of Justice to indict a likely rival in the 2024 campaign when he's lagging that rival. And, I mean, I just think that is offensive.
I'm going to give you an interesting viewpoint. I don't think anybody else has given up till now, Liz. I think Biden has a lot more to worry about than Donald Trump or his health or open borders. I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a fabulous candidate, and I think they've given him, the press has given him no exposure, and he's not allowed to debate. There will be no Democrat debates, and he's already at 25% or something like that. I think Biden has real trouble with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I think because of the Kennedy name and some of the great views Bobby Kennedy has. I love his views. I'm on his side on 5 or 6 major views. I think he's going to catch fire in the Democrat primary.
Well, he might, but it's hard to know how he's going to reach out to people or how he's going to be heard because, yes, he's got a big name, and he certainly is, traveling town to town like everybody is in Iowa and New Hampshire. But the reality is, as you point out, there's not going to be a primary debate. There's not much coverage of this guy because Democrats are terrified that somebody sort of from left field or right field in this case is going to come in and upset the apple cart. But, it speaks to a bigger picture, too, which is, where is the Democrat field? There's no bench. The Republicans have 10 good candidates running for president. Democrats have absolutely nobody. And if somehow something happens to Joe Biden or he's convinced to step down because his own party doesn't want him, who's going to take his place? Pete Buttigieg? Gavin Newsom, who's leading a state in a downward spiral? I really don't know. Kamala
Liz,
Harris?
Michelle Obama.
Well, I think, honestly, that is sort of the only thing that you can kind of wrap your arms around in terms of, is there a bigger strategy? Is Biden really running for president? Because, Wayne, we haven't seen much from him, right? And if he's really running for the presidency, wouldn't he be doing a midterm pivot and kind of addressing some of the things that voters don't like absolutely everything he's doing, including the open border, including our horrendous foreign policy missteps, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know. But he hasn't done anything really. Looking back to what Clinton did, which guaranteed his reelection, Biden's done nothing like that. No return to the middle. So you do kind of wonder if there's a bigger picture and the sort of savior that comes in at the last minute, which would be, I think, next spring. as sort of the dark horse candidate is actually Michelle Obama, because she has the name recognition, she has the money. Voters would fall over in joy on the Democrat side to vote for her. So it's actually, if Joe Biden's party to that, it's a very good idea.
Yeah, well, don't forget
and
that.
And frankly, scary.
Exactly. Don't forget, Liz, that you know, Trump has made some real inroads with Latino and Black voters, and I think Biden is hated by Black voters and Latino voters. So, I mean, if you were to put Michelle Obama in there, he tightens up and takes every Black voter. Now you get them all back, and who knows? I don't know how Latinos react or don't react, but you certainly get back all the Black people that were straggling and heading, maybe thinking about heading over to Trump and leaving the Democrat Party. They suddenly stay with you. I was just going to say to you that I remember back when I was a kid and Bill Clinton played the saxophone on The Tonight Show, and that went from, you know, him being kind of precluded to him really believing and people believing that he could be the president one day. He won people over. And every time I turn on late night TV now, and I really never turn it on, but I'm surfing the channel, I see Michelle Obama on all the late night shows. That makes me believe that they're grooming her to be the presidential candidate. But, hey, listen, the music's on. Give me 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
No, it also works for her, because I don't know that she'd be a very good candidate. I mean, she is not. She frequently says stuff that comes back to bite her. So, I mean, being sort of an emergency last-minute fill-in, you know, it could work for her.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect. The same way Schwarzenegger was at the last minute for the recall in California. He didn't really have to run for just a month. That was it. Liz Peek, economic expert. Her website is lizpeek.com. Liz, great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
We'll be right back.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On fire. Welcome back to the show. A couple things I want to talk to you about. Joe Biden's transgender flag on the White House over the weekend. Every single straight person in America wants to vomit. You got to stop, excuse the pun, but you got to stop stuffing it down our throats. You know, if gay people want to be gay, if transgender people want to change their gender, nobody's stopping any of you. But I don't want to see it and hear about it. Or touch it. 20 fool, transgender flag on the White House. Are you out of your mind? You must be out of your mind. What is going through the minds of all these white, guilty, liberal, lowlife, loser, scumbags that all they think about all day long is transgenders and gays and lesbians? What is going through your mind? Are you all perverted? Is that the deal? You're all thinking about it 24 hours a day, watching gay porn? That must be what it is. Every Democrat in America must watch gay porn all day long and transgender porn, and they must think about converting over all day long. What they missed, because now they're 50 and 60 years old, and mommy and daddy in those days wouldn't allow it, so they've still got their penis, they've still got their vagina. They must think about it all day long. These people are sick, they're perverted, they're demented, there's something wrong with them, it's demonic, it's satanic, they're trying to stuff it down our throats 24 hours a day, wave the flag in the military, the gay flag, the pride flag, wave it at the White House, wave it at government buildings, wave it at embassies around the world, put it on every TV show. What is the matter with you? Are you obsessed with penis? You must be. You really must be. Every Democrat in America must be obsessed with sex organs. Something wrong with you people. And everybody knows it. Every normal man and woman in America, everyone who goes to church, everyone who's normal, is just sick of having it stuffed down their throat because we've never done a bad thing in our lives to gay people. We have nothing against gay people. Go be gay. Stop talking about it and flaunting it and pushing it 24 hours a day, 7 days a freaking week. We're just sick of it at this point. You have set back gay rights 1,000 years.
You were winning that battle. I always said, move on. Let gays get married. Let gays do whatever they want to do. You know, I was in the gay parade, for God's sakes. In 2008 in San Francisco, I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. I was on the presidential ticket, and they said, you are going to the gay parade. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And they were like, no, we want you to go. You know, Bob Barr probably wouldn't go, so he stuck me with the gay parade. And I sat in the back of a convertible, and I waved to the crowd. I couldn't care less. It's not my thing, but I don't care. Do it. Be gay. Get married. Love each other. Get divorced. You're all going to go to gay divorce court. We all know it. We know what's going to happen. You're going to get divorced just like straight people get divorced. So do it. But I don't need to hear about it 24 hours a day. You want to have a gay parade? Even have a gay parade. I was in it. I didn't object to it. You can have that street for that day. But you can't have every street 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why would you get that? You're one little tiny special interest group. Why would you get every street all day, every day? How about, you know, 96% of America is straight and 4% is gay. How about we get a street all day long? Every street. You know, or how about we get 96% of the streets and you get 4%? But who made the decision you get 100% and every TV show and every book and every cartoon and every model and every everything? Who made that decision that everything's got to be gay? I wasn't there when that decision was made. Were you? I didn't vote on that. Did you? It's really strange. It's really dysfunctional. It's really bizarre what's going on in America today. It's demonic, I'm telling you. Someone's done some demonic brainwashing. And there are people who must be susceptible to that kind of thing. And obviously, I'm not. You could brainwash me all day long. You could threaten me all day long. And I believe what I believe, and I don't give a crap what you're telling me to believe. I will always believe what I believe. So then you've got to kill me. That's the communist way. Wayne Root has to go to re-education camp, but if we can't convert him, then he's got to be killed. Who would believe in a philosophy like that, that killed hundreds of millions of people, starved them to death, and murdered them? Who would believe that communism is better this time around? But that's the choice you're going to have to make in America very soon. Because it's clear we're under communist and demonic attack. And you better choose God or Satan, communism or capitalism, and a republic or a dictatorship. Those are your choices. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Z-Stack and Z-Shield, Dr. Zelenko, worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up till the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and develop Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger inside of us. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure that you're not vulnerable to one virus, to any virus, to any new virus, or reactivation of a dormant one. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. Promo code WAR for a special discount. ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR. So Joe Biden flying the transgender flag on the White House, unbelievable. And to a group, and Biden said to a group of LGBTQ supporters, "You are the most courageous group I've seen any time in the recent past." He forgets the United States military that risks dying and losing their limbs every second of every day, all around the world, in particular in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.